Numbers chapter 27. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and these are the names of his daughters, Mahla, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation, by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against Yahweh in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family, because he has no son? Give to us therefore a possession among the brothers of our father. And Moses brought their cause before Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. You shall surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brothers, and you shall cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance unto his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance unto his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be to the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Get you up into this Mount Abarim, and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you also will be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. For you rebelled against my commandment in the desert of Zin, in the strife of the congregation, to sanctify me at the water before their eyes, that is the water of Meribah, in Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin. And Moses spoke unto Yahweh, saying, Let Yahweh, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, which may go out before them, and which may go in before them, and which may lead them out, and which may bring them in, that the congregation of Yahweh be not as sheep which have no shepherd. And Yahweh said to Moses, Take you Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay your hand upon him. And set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And you shall put some of your honour upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him, after the judgment of Urim before Yahweh. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as Yahweh commanded him, and he took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him, and gave him a charge, as Yahweh commanded by the hand of Moses. Numbers chapter 28. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say to them, My offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savour unto me, shall you observe unto offer unto me in their due season. And you shall say to them, This is the offering made by fire which you shall offer unto Yahweh, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall you offer at evening, and a tenth part of an ephah of flour for a meat offering, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai, for a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shall you cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yahweh for a drink offering. And the other lamb shall you offer at evening as the meat offering of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof you shall offer it, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering mingled with oil and the drink offering thereof. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without spot, and 3/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for 1 bullock, and 2/10 deals of flour for a meat offering, mingled with oil for 1 ram, and a single 10th deal of flour mingled with oil for a meat offering unto 1 lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh. And their drink offerings shall be 1/2 hin of wine unto a bullock, and 1/3 part of a hin unto a ram, and 1/4 part of a hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering unto Yahweh shall be offered, besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And in the 14th day of the month is he, and in the 14th day of the month is the Passover of Yahweh. And in the 15th day of this month is the feast, 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the 1st day shall be a holy convocation, you shall do no manner of laborious work therein. But you shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto Yahweh, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the 1st year, they shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour, mingled with oil, 3/10 deals shall you offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A 1/10 deal shall you offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. You shall offer these besides the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner you shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. It shall be offered besides the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day you shall have a holy convocation, you shall do no laborious work. Also in the day of the first fruits, when you bring a new meat offering unto Yahweh, after your weeks are out, you shall have a holy convocation, you shall do no laborious work. But you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet savour unto Yahweh, 2 young bullocks, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the 1st year. And their meat offering of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto 1 bullock, 2/10 deals unto 1 ram. A 1/10 deal unto 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs. And 1 kid of the goats to make an atonement for you. You shall offer them besides the continual burnt offering and his meat offering. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their drink offerings. Numbers chapter 29. And in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savour unto Yahweh, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the 1st year without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month, and his meat offering, and the daily burnt offering, and his meat offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savour, a sacrifice made by fire unto Yahweh. and you shall have on the 10th day of this 7th month a holy convocation, and you shall afflict your souls, you shall not do any work therein. But you shall offer a burnt offering unto Yahweh for a sweet savour, one young bullock, one ram, and 7 lambs of the first year, they shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals to a bullock, and 2/10 deals to 1 ram, a 1/10 deal for 1 lamb throughout the 7 lambs, 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, besides the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering, and the meat offering of it, and their drink offerings. And on the 15th day of the 7th month you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work, and you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savour unto Yahweh. 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year, they shall be without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto every bullock of the 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals to each ram of the 2 rams, and a 1/10 deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 2nd day you shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and the meat offering thereof, and their drink offerings. And on the 3rd day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering, and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number, after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 4th day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number, after the manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 5th day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number, after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the 6th day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number, after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 7th day, 7 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number, after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, his meat offering and his drink offering. On the 8th day you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no laborious work therein. But you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savour unto Yahweh, 1 bullock, 1 ram, 7 lambs of the first year without blemish, their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lambs, shall be according to their number, after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. These things you shall do unto Yahweh in your set feasts, besides your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your meat offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. Numbers chapter 30. And Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which Yahweh has commanded. If a man vows a vow unto Yahweh, or swears an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word, he shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. If a woman also vows a vow unto Yahweh, and binds herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and her bond with which she has bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she has bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallows her in the day that he hears, not any of her vows or of her bonds with which she has bound her soul shall stand, and Yahweh shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all a husband when she vowed or uttered anything out of her lips with which she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds with which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, with which she bound her soul, of no effect, and Yahweh shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, with which they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it, and held his peace at her, and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond with which she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband has utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows, or concerning the bond of her soul, shall not stand. Her husband has made them void, and Yahweh shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether holds his peace at her from day to day, then he establishes all her vows or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirms them because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall in any way make them void after that he has heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which Yahweh commanded Moses, between a man and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth in her father's house. Numbers chapter 31. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterward shall you be gathered to your people. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, Arm some of yourselves unto the war, and let them go against the Midianites, and avenge Yahweh of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000 throughout all the tribes of Israel shall you send to the war. So there was delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the war, with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they slew all the males, and they slew the kings of Midian, besides the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian, Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods. And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the congregation of the children of Israel to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan near Jericho. And Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the princes of the congregation went forth to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds which came from the battle. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of Yahweh. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known man by lying with him. But all the female children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. And do you abide outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. And purify all your clothing, and all that is made of skins, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood. And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war which went to the battle, "This is the ordinance of the law which Yahweh commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin and the lead, everything that may pass the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation, and all that passes not the fire, you shall make go through the water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp." And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the prey into 2 parts, between them that took the war upon them, who went out to battle, and between all the congregation. And levy a tribute unto Yahweh of the men of war which went out to battle, 1 soul of 500, both the persons and of the cattle, and of the donkeys, and of the sheep. Take it of their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for a heave offering of Yahweh. And of the children of Israel's half you shall take 1 portion of 50, of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, of all manner of beasts, and give them to the Levites, which keep the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh." And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the booty, being the rest of the prey which the men of war had caught, was 600,000 and 70,000 and 5,000 sheep, and 70,000 cattle, and 70,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all of women that had not known man by lying with him. And the half which was the portion of them that went out to war was in number 300,000 and 37,000 and 500 sheep. And Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 60,015. And the cattle were 36,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 70,012. And the donkeys were 30,500, of which Yahweh's tribute was 61. And the persons were 16,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 32 persons. And Moses gave the tribute, which was Yahweh's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided from the men that warred, now the half that pertained to the congregation was 300,000, and 30,000, and 7,000, and 500 sheep, and 36,000 cattle, and 30,000 donkeys, and 500, and 16,000 persons. Even of the children of Israel's half, Moses took 1 portion of 50, both of man and of beast, and gave them to the Levites, which kept the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And the officers which were over thousands of the host, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, came near to Moses. And they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war which are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us. We have therefore brought an oblation for Yahweh, what every man has gotten, of jewels of gold, chains and bracelets, rings, earrings and tablets, to make an atonement for our souls before Yahweh." And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of them, even all worked jewels. And the gold, and all the gold of the offering that they offered up to Yahweh, of the captains of thousands, and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds and brought it into the tabernacle of the congregation for a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh.